Ash Wednesday marks the beginning of Lent. In that one sentence, we have a very important understanding about why we are here. The word Lent comes from the old German meaning spring. And then ashes remind us that, as we hear in Genesis, God created us from the dust of the earth, and when we pass from this life, our body will go back to that dust. The Jewish people of the Old Testament, when they repented of sin, would sprinkle themselves with ashes, showing their infirmity, their need for forgiveness, because they knew they would one day face judgment. Well, put it all together, then, as we begin Lent, we ought to be mindful that we're here to start again. This is a new beginning, a time of rebirth, like a new spring. So no matter how many Lents we've gone through in our lives, no matter what last year's Lent was like, this is the one that is most important. So we're called to make this a very purposeful preparation for Easter, to really look at it as that rebirth, new beginning, springtime in our life. Our Lord gives us the great simple precepts of what to do, and that is the prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. But again, make each one purposeful. So when we think of prayer, besides our normal routine of prayers, I would mention that Stations on the Cross on Fridays would be a wonderful way to pray during Lent, to unite ourselves with our Lord's suffering and his death. But in your prayers, make them purposeful. Pause. Look upon the face of Christ. Maybe you have a picture of Jesus. Look upon that face and ask our Lord, am I doing the best I am as a person? Being the best man or woman, best boy or girl? And pray further, am I the best spouse that I could be? The best husband for my wife? The best wife for my husband? Am I doing the best for that person I love? Am I the best father or mother? Pray for each child. Am I doing the best for each child? And we could go on. But prayer has to be very purposeful. If we pray that way, God will give us the grace to see how we can do better. And that's what we work on during Lent. Part of this purposeful prayer, too, should include someone we know who is in need, someone who may have hit hard times, is facing an awful problem, maybe a medical problem, or has gone off on a bad path of life. I'm sure all of us know that one person to pray for each day. If you don't, listen to the intentions tonight for the sick, because there's two people that are mentioned, and they're both dying of cancer. If you want someone to pray for, remember them. And then with that, be very purposeful about your fasting. So fasting can be just that giving up something. Well, you know, it's always easy to give up chocolate, really. It's easy to give up ice cream. Ask yourself, is there something that I really depend upon? Is there something that is like the slave master, the taskmaster of my life, that controls my life? Well, if it is something like drink, give that up for Lent. If it's something like spending too much time on Facebook to the neglect of your family duties, give that up. If it's the cell phone that says, look at me first thing in the morning, look at me before you go to bed, have it on the dining room table when you should be focusing on your family, that's the thing to give up, at least during that time period. Think, whatever it is that has that control of life, liberate yourself. Live in the freedom of God's children. We could combine the prayer and the sacrifice for that good intention. As I mentioned, maybe it is that person who's suffering from cancer. But then we go one step further, and we think of the almsgiving. Well, Lent's a time to be generous in helping the poor. You'll notice in the narthex we have our traditional Lenten cross. Take a tag each week and buy whatever they need and that will be donated to the House of Mercy in Manassas that helps the poor. Again, purposefully. So instead of maybe going out for dinner, you say as a family, no, we're going to use that money for this purpose. This is our almsgiving. Or you'll notice by the entrance tables we have these little rice bowls. Here you can make your own little rice bowl out of this cardboard gizmo, and you take your extra change each day, and you just put it in here. At the end of Lent, during Holy Week, bring it back to church. The young adults will count all of this, and this will be forwarded to Catholic Relief Services. But a very mindful way to say, Lord, with this all this extra change I have in my pocket, I'm going to feed those who are hungry. Think about making a purposeful alms each day of Lent. And so, my brothers and sisters, we begin this very holy season. If we open ourselves up to the tremendous graces, and we really have that purpose in prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, then we will really be ready for Easter. We'll really know the joy of the risen Lord in our life, and that beginning, this renewal, this new springtime, will bear fruit as we celebrate Easter. May God bless you.